Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. Happy Turkey Day. We are sitting here. There's three guys. But once again, we're missing one of the normal guys. Hey, David. I hope you're listening. Sorry you couldn't make it. But we do have a special guest sitting right here with me, drinking beers in my abode. I got your old boy, Dill. What's up, dude?
Howdy, duty, guys. Nice to be here again.
What's up?
And of course, that is our other host, Spencer. How's it going, man?
I'm here. I'm doing something.
Yeah. You ready for Turkey Day?
Very much so. I don't have to do anything, just eat food. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I made Spider-Man until my eyes bleed.
Oh, that's great. I made a fuck ton of food all day today. That was like my entire day was just making food.
So, that sounds right.
Yeah. It was good, though. I enjoyed it. Drank beer. It was nice. What about you, Dill? How's your turkey day shaping up?
It's great.
Yeah.
I blew off all my responsibilities today and I played video games.
Well, excellent. I like that. Who don't like that? And on that note, let's talk about some video games and shit. How about it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Dill, you're our riot junkie over here. Let's talk about some TFT. Set 6 came out. Gizmos. And gadgets. I'm pretty excited about it. It's really fun. How are you liking it so far?
It's so much fun still. I'm super enjoying it.
Yeah.
The duo mode is truly the funnest.
Yeah, that one just came out this past week, right? It wasn't out at launch. It just now started coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've gotten to play a few of those, or I've gotten to play a few of those with some of the boys, and we've had, for the most part, pretty good success.
Yeah.
When somebody's doing good, you know, you can help your teammates out. It's like a cheering for your buddies to get in on your board because you're about to die. It's exciting. It's good.
So how you liking the ability to trade back and forth? How does that really work? You got to use like certain items and stuff, right?
Yeah. So basically you get three items throughout the whole game. So you only have a limited chance to actually send them through. What I like to do is get a 2-star of something that my buddy really is going to need and is going to help their comp out, whether it will complete their 3-star or whether, you know, if they're rolling for low cost champions and they're low levels and you went high level, you can get them that 5-cost unit that seals up their comp and they don't have to sacrifice all the 3-stars that they're trying to get.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so there's like some pretty big strategic stuff that you can do if you're really thinking about it and you're really working together.
And I was reading about it, so you can also slap some items on those heroes too, and then they come off when you trade them, so they can put them on anybody as well. Yeah. So if it's not even a carry you're giving them, you throw some carry items on there, and they can place it on there.
Yeah. Like earlier, I was playing with a buddy of mine, we got first place 2 times in a row. He played mercenaries both times, and Tom Kinch is one of those champs that creates items as the game goes on and he eats people.
Yeah.
He gets components. So he eventually, with mercenaries, you end up filling up all of your champions with items. You can't put any items on your champions anymore. It's perfect because you can send it to your other friend who clearly has, you know, multiple champions with no items.
Right. I can see that being also awesome with Yordles with heroes. Like you can create Arcanists for your homies or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about you, Spence? You've been playing a good amount of this set. Yeah, you're still enjoying it. Much better than set 5.
Yeah, so much better than set 5. I think I'm up to level 24 on the pass.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I don't know what it is about this set that's so much more fun than the last one, but it really feels, I don't know, cleaner, I guess. Yeah. Way, a little more balanced.
The Hextech stuff is great. Like what levels is, I don't even remember what levels it is, but you get to choose your Hextech bonus.
Oh yeah. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but it's, yeah, those augments are amazing.
Yeah. Pretty early on you get one, and then mid game. And if you're lucky enough to get the last one, it's
yeah.
So the last one comes right before, not the Wolves, the Raptors.
Okay.
The first one comes on level 3 of the minions, so right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the other one comes right before the wheel of the in between Raptor or in between Wolves and fuck, man, I don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about. Nobody else listening does.
You have a pretty good chance of getting all three augments as long as you're doing decently well.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not losing literally every round, you should make it to all three.
Yeah. And they're big. They help your team a lot. Like I've had a couple of games that it's changed how my comp works because I'm able to get like two additional in scholars or something like that. It's all right. So I can drop them and I still have two scholar and I can fill out whatever I need somewhere else. So
yeah, it changes the math quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm really liking it. You liking it too?
I love it. Yeah. I think it's great. A lot of those champion specific or the trait specific ones are, are very niche opportunities, but when you land the right one for your comp and it really like, it can open up your comp like crazy.
Yeah.
Especially those ones, like you said, scholars, arcanists, bruisers, any of the ones that buff all of your team.
The whole team. Yeah.
Oh man. It's great to splash that in.
Like grab the two scholars one and not run any scholars and you're still getting the buff for your whole team.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I really like that about this set as well is the team buffs. You're not cornered into just doing arcanists with this or bruisers with this. Like your buffs get dished out. So there's a lot more opportunity to combo off. I feel like,
yeah.
There's like, I see a lot of people being super successful putting out a lot of different buffs. You know what I mean? They're not like fully maxing out one or another. I've seen that like working a lot too.
All trait.
Yeah, going just like all across the board, getting as
many. I had one where I had 9. I got first place the other day with 9 active traits.
Yeah, I've seen that work a lot. Like a lot of people doing really well with that.
I've had some pretty good success with that too, and I was skeptical. Like, I don't know if I have the brain to figure out
how to fill out these last couple.
Yeah.
I only did it because there was a mission for like 800 pass XP to have 8 plus active traits at once. And I was like, I'm going to figure this shit out. I want to get that experience. And yeah, it was like a combination of enforcers and mercenaries and twin shots and snipers. And I don't know, it was a whole thing, but it worked out. Nice. I can't replicate it, but that's the story of me playing TFT. So,
yeah, and then you're like, I'm going to force this every
game. I'm going to do that. Yeah, this is going to work every time I try it. And then I got 8th.
7th, 7th, 8th.
That's my experience with Yordles.
Yeah.
Like, this shit worked once. That was awesome. I'm going to go nuke the board again. And then 7th, 6th, 8th, 7th.
They have so much potential. It's hard, like, once you get a couple early ones to not just try and force the fuck out of it.
It's the other people. If there's one other person going Yordles, you're both going out before you were not making top 4.
Yeah, it's hard. Yep. Unless you're rolling early. Like, I've had that happen where I notice a couple people going Yordles, and it's like, all right, fuck these guys, and I'll get, like, 2 early 3-stars, and then the Yordles that I'm putting out onto my board are higher levels. So it works out a lot better that way. But
yeah, you can outrun the other two. Like, but yeah, it's with them, it seems all about hitting, at least for me, hitting level 7 and then rolling all my gold away for nothing. Just speed run to level 7. And then I'm like, all right, I got 60 gold. I'm going to get the last Yordles I need. And then I roll 30 times and not see a single one.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's still the case or if it's still the case, but I was watching this video on how to play like the Yordles comp. And you want to save up as much money as you can without leveling up at all up until the very last turn you can on level 4 and then roll down to, you know, 20 gold or something and try to get all those low cost Yordles, because then you get more value out of
the ones that are given to you.
Yeah.
You get the higher. I'm not sitting with Ziggs at level 7.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah. I have been doing it wrong.
Yeah. So yeah, try it out. I've had a little bit more success since I've saw that.
Yeah.
Knew that. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense now that you say it. Because otherwise, they're good to splash in three Yordles and then just sell the Yordles that you don't want for extra econ.
It's not a bad idea either.
Right.
Yeah, because you can splash in Arcanists really well with Yordles since you got two Arcanists. So, and then you can do so like Ziggs, Heimerdinger, Vex for your three Yordles, and then you're farming econ with all the Yordles being given to you. And then you can put in Scholars, Arcanists, anything like that. So it's a big magic damage kind of comp.
And who is it? Is it Janna? I think Janna is she's a Scholar.
Scrap.
Enchantress. Mm-hmm. So you get two buffs from her for Yordles. So I've gotten a 2-star of her out, and she throws out big fucking heals too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Like,
it really helps those Yordles out.
Yeah.
See, and this is why I never make it past gold. So I'm like, oh, that is a good idea. I never would have had that myself.
And what's really nice is sometimes when I'm playing Yordles, there's a really spiffy augment that comes out that gives all of them that, what, 15% dodge chance or something like that?
35.
Yeah, 35.
It's big.
Yeah.
And that's a massive help if you can land that.
And you got a bunch of 3-star Yordles. It's like, these guys are not dying.
Yeah.
Even the squishy ones, because mm-hmm. they're missing all these hits.
Yeah, you throw some big fat items on Poppy and she doesn't die. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just a machine. Vex too.
Yeah, Vex.
Yeah, Vex is probably the tankiest tank I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. And that deals a ton of damage too.
Yeah, you put like one damage item on her and then a couple tank items, she fucking annihilates shit.
Yeah, or those like half damage, or those half and half items with like the Sunfire.
Oh yeah.
And then the one with magic resist and ability power, whatever it's called. Anyway.
Oh, Dragon's Claw. Is that right? No, not Dragon's Claw.
Yeah, it's the one that reduces their magic damage.
Right.
Or magic resist of the enemies around her.
Last Whisper?
No, that's the crit chance armor reduction.
Name all
Hold on, I'm pulling the table up.
Yep.
But that one, it's nice. Those two.
Ionic Spark.
Ionic Spark.
There you go.
That's the one.
Those, and then whatever else you want to throw on her.
I like throwing those and Archangel Staff on her. 25 nice. Ability power every 4 seconds.
That's nice. Rude.
She stays alive long enough, and suddenly that her ability is dealing massive damage.
Yeah, but if you put that on the Shojin's on Ziggs, he's just throwing nukes all over the board constantly. Like
right, until he gets grabbed by Blitzcrank. That's
but that's why you don't put him back. I put my Trist in the far corner, and then I'll like centralize my Ziggs so. Unless I'm building out Trist, if I'm getting good Trist items, I'll throw them on her. But then you can like put your bastard Yordle off to in the corner to get Blitz cranked away.
Because there's undoubtedly a couple of Blitz in the lobby.
It's gonna happen. But yeah, I'm glad.
I just want to reiterate, this is exactly why I'll be at gold for the rest of this set.
I'm liking this set. I'm excited to play more. I need to get on more. I want to play some duos with.
I still need to play duos. Yeah. I haven't played it at all yet.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm excited to play.
Yeah, get in on it. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I know it's been in the Dota version of their auto battler for a minute now. I think maybe even since launch, they've been doing a duo, which is a really cool version. And I think a couple of my friends are going to, or at least one of them is going to try out, get back on TV at TFT because he's been waiting for a duos to come out. That's the fun stuff that makes it like actually like queuing up with each other fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Cause that sometimes when you queue up with like, even like two friends to play with TFT, one of them is going to make it into higher level and somebody is going to get knocked out at 6, 7, 8 and for a while.
Yeah. You wait 15 minutes every time.
I was unfortunately happening to a couple of my friends that were wanting to play with us, and like they would only get on when other people were on, so they'd only get to play like one or two games while they're waiting for everybody else to finish up the game. When they could have been playing more and actually learning it, it didn't really happen that way.
Yeah. And then up until you get really used to it, it's not really fun to watch your friends keep going and playing. Like it doesn't seem like learning a whole lot.
Right.
Up until you know what's going on, and then you can tell like what people are doing and why they're doing it and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's when you can start learning more of it. But you have to be really familiar with the comps first.
Well, and like you can't even, like when you're spectating, you can't see what their shop shows. You can't have them explain to you that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Unless you're streaming it and they're watching your stream, like otherwise it's just staring at their board
backwards. Like
you gotta look at backwards.
It on the other side of their board. So it can be rough when you're in last place and waiting for everybody else. All right. Well, I think that's all I got for TFT. You got anything else? What you got, Spencer? Anything else on TFT?
That was it. Nothing. Yeah. Cool. It's fun. Go play it. Yeah,
go play it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Let's talk about some Age of Empires 4. Me and Dylan have been able to play some of that together with our buddy Zila as well. I'm digging it so much. It's nostalgic. It's still fresh. It runs smooth too on my PC anyway, and my PC is nothing great. How you liking it?
I'm loving it, man.
Yeah.
I went hambone on it. I didn't play League for a week because of it.
Oh, shit. That's
big deal.
That's saying something. If a video game takes Dylan away from League, that's usually a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I had some late nights playing AoE.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Loving the Roos.
Yeah, playing Roos a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. It's just so much fun going hunting down
the hunting animals. And they've got great economy. You could get ahead pretty quickly with Roos. It's nice. I've been liking the Chinese a lot. Very versatile. You can kind of rush through your ages a bit, and get to the right age to put out what you want to put out. Like you can do a lot of different stuff with Chinese. I'm liking them a lot. Spencer hasn't even played yet.
I just realized it's 86 gigs to install.
It's big.
And I gotta make sure I've got that room. Yes. Yes, I do.
It's big, and I started playing the campaign, and it's really cool. It's like documentary style. Like it takes you through like historical battles. So it's pretty cool. But then I was just like, I want to play AoE. And I just started skirmishing, doing the same old RTS stuff, but it's great. I think it looks great. It sounds great. They did everything really well. It's on Game Pass too. Like I understand wanting to drop $60 on this for people that are like really into AoE, like who really wanted to get back into AoE after so long. But if you're new to the game or you even just have Game Pass, it's on there. It's worth it.
Yeah, there's no if you have Game Pass, I don't see any reason to buy it unless there's like a definitive edition or something. Because like it's a Microsoft game, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Game Pass for good. But yeah, I'm excited for more of that. We need to play some more. I think didn't Travis get it as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Travis and Zila, I think you said Josh had it.
Yeah, Josh got it.
I don't know.
Working on Aaron, an old bro.
See. I don't know. It might move too slow for a little bro.
Oh, he loves RTS.
He wants that slow roll. You're kind of whispering now.
Oh, sorry.
get him in on it. We should get a big battle going. 3v3. We need to practice though.
Yeah.
Let's make a team.
Let's
bring Zila on our team.
Yeah. Win every game.
I don't know. When we were playing intermediate bots, we were doing pretty good.
Yeah, we were doing all right. I've definitely gotten better since me and you played.
Because
we played and you guys were really doing me a lot of service. trying to keep me alive.
Well, they were picking on you a lot, a couple of games in a row. That intermediate bots, they're rude. They keep throwing pokes at you over and over again. Like it was I don't even want to know what hard bots are like.
They can smell weakness. Yeah,
but like they never like took you out. You were holding your own.
Yeah, yeah. But I've definitely picked up some tricks and figured out how to like group my armies and
your controls and hotkeys and stuff like that.
Do so, a little bit more efficient microing.
And yeah, that's good. That's really key in that game. There's so much micro, and then you have to pay attention to the macro on top of it. If you're not going through ages, then what the fuck are you doing? And it's really easy to get caught up doing that, especially when you're getting poked a lot. Like, you keep losing out on resources, you keep having to get your army back, and then all of a sudden you're an age and a half behind, and it can be a pain in the ass.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
They bring out some siege.
Yeah, they start throwing some like actual like trebs at you or something.
Yeah.
Fucking really annoying.
Yeah.
Fuck trebuchets. Unless they're yours, then those things are fucking great.
Yeah.
Bombards too. Oh man. Yeah. There was a couple of those games where I was just like, I'm gonna put a whole fuck ton of bombards and just roll through.
Yeah. Put some horses in front of them and kill off anybody that tries to get them and blow up all the buildings real fast.
As the Chinese, I was doing like the musket men and the bombards. Yeah. So like nothing was getting near them. It was pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Those explosive ranged units from, Rus are the strongest in the game.
Yeah, I've been meaning to play Rus because I do like those ranged units a lot. Yeah. And they do it. I played Rus a couple of times, but I haven't gotten the hang of them yet. I don't know. And I like that about each empire, that you really gotta fiddle with them a bit before you really understand just how they work. You know, you're not going to go in after playing one empire for a while. You're not going to swap over and just know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
They all have pretty good differences, and I like that.
Agreed.
Are you downloading it, Spencer?
Yeah, well, I will be. I intend to. I'm not going to do it now. I don't want to kill my bandwidth, but... Yeah. As soon as we're done recording, I will start it downloading, yes.
Yeah. Will you actually play it, though?
We'll see. I did look through my Game Pass on PC and found, like, 5 games I had installed and never played.
that does happen. And then you uninstall them, and it's, I don't know, it doesn't feel that bad. It's Game Pass.
I can't just get it back. Yeah, it's no big deal. If I ever want to play I Am Fish, I'll download it again.
It's fun. I played, like, 3 levels.
And then uninstalled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, it's a good game. I enjoyed it.
I was like, you know what? We got our kicks in Knockout City, but I think we're done with that game now.
Yeah, I think I took that one off as well. It's fun.
Game. It was fun.
For free. For monthly fee.
AOE will be the next game I install and hopefully play.
Yeah, let's play some of it, because it is a good time, especially with the boys. All right. Well, what else we got? That's all I got. Fuck. You got a magic moment over there, Spencer?
Sure.
A moment.
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
The one thing really worth talking about this week, magic wise, is I know we talked about some of those secret lair drops last week. And one of them that we discussed but didn't have a list for yet was the full commander deck that they're doing.
Okay.
It's $99.
Oh.
It comes with, it's a full commander deck. You just buy a straight up full ass commander deck with a bunch of with new cards, with a bunch of new cards, with cards with new art. Half the deck is foil. And it's a red and blue coin flipping deck.
Okay.
Cards in it total like $270 worth of.
I was gonna say that's probably like super worth it.
Yeah. Like I said, the cards in it, the reprints alone are worth $270, so it's really not bad. Especially with the new art. It comes with coins that you can actually like magic themed coins for the flipping. comes with a life counter. I think it comes with a deck box. It's pretty awesome. Some pretty great reprints in it too. Like there's a Krark's Thumb, which is an artifact for two colorless. If you would flip a coin, instead flip two and ignore one. And that alone goes for like $17 right now.
Nice. Yeah, $100 for all that. Like, yeah, that sounds pretty sweet.
And the fact that it's a secret lair, like it's not limited, it's time limited instead of stock limited. So if you want it, get it. Like, you don't have to worry about not being able to get it or having to hunt for it on store shelves or anything like that. Like, just go for it.
When is that available?
It goes on sale on the 22nd. So 3 days ago, I think it's available now. Let me check. Where'd it go? Hold on. Hold, everybody.
Holding. Are you holding?
I'm waiting.
Everybody hold. Okay. Let's let the suspense build. Almost there. Almost there. No, 4 more days. So the 28th.
Okay.
It'll be available to buy. And it ships on April 22nd.
All right. Well, I'm glad I waited for that.
So buy it. Wait 5 months and then you'll get it. I don't know. That's how secret layers work. Well, don't shoot the messenger here. I don't know. That's when all those ones we talked about last week go on sale, is the 28th or the 29th. I don't know. I'm not going to do that math. It's late.
Is it?
It's late enough.
Well, they go on sale sometime at the end of this month.
And there should be plenty of time to buy it. It's not like a 24-hour thing.
Yeah. It's usually like a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, it used to be 24 hours for the drops, but then they realized that was dumb and they could get more money by waiting.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm tapped out.
Oh, dang.
Not much else has happened with Magic this week.
2 weeks in a row. All right.
I just made that up this week.
This week?
Yeah, just came up with that all on my own this week.
Go back in time and tell yourself last week to say it as well.
I'll try.
Listen to last week's episode to find out if he succeeded.
I'll bet I did.
All right, news. You got any news? There's plenty of news happening.
There's some good news. I picked a few choice things here. Let's start with GTA Trilogy.
Oh, yeah. We talked about a lot of this.
Did we talk about how it failed so badly? Oh, we did not, because this news broke after. It failed so badly that Rockstar is putting the original PC versions back on the Steam store.
Yeah, and if you bought this trilogy, they're just giving it to you. You just get them for free.
Like, that's so fucking funny.
Our definitive edition sucks so bad. We're giving you the classic games. Because that's a better experience than the definitive edition. Holy fuck, they're fucking dumb. At least they did something. Fuck.
Yeah, at least there was some response instead of just fuck you, you'll play it anyway. Speaking of, though, apparently modders are already trying to fix the game themselves.
And they're getting slapped with lawsuits from Rockstar.
Just come on.
Seriously.
You fucked up so badly. And people are out there offering their free time to fix your game. So that maybe people will continue buying it, and instead you're going to sue them for it.
Dicks.
Fucking ridiculous. Oh, man. Anyway, that's a shit show. Let's move on to another shit show. Do you guys remember when Sony started suing people for making custom PS5 faceplates?
Yeah, I do remember
that. Well, now Sony has decided they've gone ahead and patented custom faceplates.
Yeah, how about
and now they're just going to do it themselves.
Yeah. Fuck it. God like, damn Sony.
What else? That was funny. I found that one funny.
I thought you said this was good news. We had good news, right?
I didn't say good. I never said good.
I'm going to roll the tape back.
And you should, because I don't think I might have. I don't know what I do. let's see. Did you see we have a new studio acquisition? Epic Games has bought Harmonix.
What's Harmonix do?
Rock Band.
Okay. Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully they can do something cool with it.
They did Rock Band, they did Fuser. They're all rhythm games, basically.
Yeah.
But I kind of hope this means we'll actually get a new Rock Band, because it's been a while now. It's been like 5-6 years now since Rock Band 4 came out.
Yeah, and those games are fun.
They are fun. Like, they've kind of gone out of vogue lately, but I don't know. I could stand to have another plastic guitar in my hands.
Yeah, I like playing the drums a lot.
So hopefully we get that soon. Something new. Apparently they're going to use them to integrate some musical or rhythm type stuff into Fortnite, which is stupid. But they said they'll continue to support existing titles like Rock Band 4, and hopefully that means some new IP, some new games in that genre as well.
Yep, one could hope.
Let's see. What else? What have I missed? I don't want to talk about Blizzard anymore.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Well, so I'm not gonna. I'm gonna skip right over it this week.
Yeah, okay, all right. Fuck you, Bobby.
Let's see. David had posted something about another studio acquisition. Tencent has bought a big chunk of Playtonic, who makes the ukulele games.
Yeah.
Cool. So, it's just, we're going to wind up with like three publishers owning every studio ever from now on. Yeah. Then one of them will buy the other. It'll be a whole thing.
Yeah. Tencent's just going to take over the world.
Probably.
The new IOI.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Meta.
I don't know. That's it. I don't have any more news. That's the way the news goes.
That's it. That's all the news. Did you
read this
thing that I posted about the Xbox mini fridge?
I did not. Oh, shit. Yeah, that one's pretty funny. Let's go over that. Yeah. The news is not gone yet.
For this stupid mini fridge, I plug in an actual fridge. And it's so, like, he set it up in his nice, clean gaming room, and it's like, just this dull hum constantly.
All right. So it says it does that because it doesn't use a refrigerant.
Yeah.
So it uses thermoelectric cooling, which basically means all it's doing is pulling hot air out of there to cool it down, right?
Yeah.
That's what I read.
It's a continuously running fan.
How does that get anything even remotely cold?
How does it refrigerate? It's just like...
slightly cool, maybe, but how does it become cold?
It's like putting your beer in a swamp cooler.
Not even that. Like, there's no water. We're not actively cooling anything down like a swamp cooler does. Like, I want my drinks to be cold.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it really works. It doesn't say anything about how cold this thing gets, just how annoyingly loud it actually is.
Ridiculous.
That's dumb.
I feel bad for anybody who paid $100 for a fridge that looks like an Xbox that only holds 6 slightly cool cans.
Yeah, wrap that thing back up. Maybe it'll be worth something in 20 years. Like,
yeah, that's just a collector's item at this point. Put it back in the box. Let it sit for a few years, and maybe you can make your money back.
Wrap it up. All right. Well,
that's the way the news goes.
That's it. That's all the news. That's all we got.
To say it twice tonight.
Nice. Doing it twice. All right. Well, that's it, I think, boys. We good? You good?
I'm chilling.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Dill.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Like, having somebody in my office recording with me. Like, I've like put all this together to actually do this, and then COVID happens. I don't actually get to use it, so thank you, vaccine. All right. Well, cool. Thanks for joining us, and thank you, Spencer, for being here again, I guess.
I'm always here.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. While you're there, you can be like Dylan and be a patron. That would be really cool.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Give these guys $5.
Oh, man. That would be so cool.
Dylan does it. It doesn't break his pocket, his bank. What's the saying? Fuck. I'm so tired.
Don't break your pockets.
All right. Have a good week. We're wrapping this shit up. Get the fuck out of here.
Thank you all. Adios.